okay, this isn't counting towards February. I'm just having a little bit of a rant. And it's actually a rant at Microsoft, which is, well, not to be unexpected. Last year I won an Xbox 360. It was one of the old models. But nevertheless, it was free. So, blimey, that was my phone. But it was free, so I wasn't going to complain, and I wasn't going to obviously turn it down. You know, so I've got it. I haven't got any games for it or anything, but you know, I use it for like Windows Media Center as an extension for my laptop. I can't move my phone away. That's annoying me. So that's what I use it for. But the thing is, they've now upgraded the Xbox platform to include many apps. For instance, Facebook and Twitter have apps, as do YouTube and Demand 5 and 4OD. And soon there's going to be an app for the BBC iPlayer. But the thing is with all these apps is you can't use them unless you've got an Xbox Live Gold account. Now, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay Microsoft money to do something that I can do on a normal computer or my phone or my Android-powered tablet. Why would I do that? I don't understand. Why is it that Microsoft think they have the right to charge me to use services that they have no jurisdiction over, that I can easily hop onto my laptop, hop onto a desktop, and do for free? What possible philosophy have they got? I just simply don't understand. I mean, like, services on the Nintendo Wii, for instance, which I do own, but my sister currently has. No, they're free. Nintendo aren't charging me to watch stuff on the BBC iPlayer on my Wii. Why is it that I'm being told that I have to pay to use services on my Xbox that Microsoft should have no jurisdiction over? I mean, I'm currently looking at a screen on my TV here in the corner that I was trying to access Facebook. Because, well, surely they can't possibly want money for me to be able to use Facebook. I mean, I can see that on my computer as well. But no, they are trying to charge me to have a gold membership in order to use Facebook. I can understand the point of Xbox Live Gold if you're a heavy gamer. But I don't own any games for the console. I just use it simply as sort of a media thing. I don't understand. I think that's my rant over. Oh, there'll be something along at some point in the future, I'm sure. There we go. Bye-zy-bye for now.